Scottish Government Drops Stalinist Law Assigning Every Child a Named Person State Guardian. By Jack Montgomery on September 20, 2019. The Scottish Government has finally dropped a Stalinist law which would have assigned every child under 18 a so-called named person, effectively a state guardian. The legislation was introduced by the Scottish National Party, SNP, a left liberal party which supports separating Scotland from the United Kingdom but backs subordinating it to the European Union. In the Scottish Parliament, roughly analogous to a state legislature in the United States, where it leads a minority government. Several of its provisions were struck down by the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom in 2016 after a series of legal challenges by Christian groups, which said they undermined the autonomy and independence of the traditional private family. But the scheme lingered on until the SNP threw in the towel this week, conceding it could not find a way to amend the legislation to comply with the Supreme Court ruling. The mandatory named person scheme for every child, underpinned by law, will now not happen, Deputy First Minister John Swinney conceded in the Scottish Parliament. "We will withdraw our bill and repeal the relevant legislation," he added, but insisted he would not apologize for the policy. While the SNP had insisted that named persons were intended merely to help protect children from abuse and provide families with support, critics warned the scheme went much further, imposing a Stalinist blueprint for a happy childhood. For example, the NO2NP campaign expressed concern that they would be empowered to hold meetings about and gather and share information on children without their parents' consent, and raised alarm bells over the scope of named persons' oversight of children's well-being. The campaign highlighted official guidance suggesting named persons could play a role in making sure your child can keep things private if they want and your child gets a say in things like how their room is decorated and what to watch on TV. And pointing out that local authorities such as the City of Edinburgh Council were pushing for named persons to be able to approve so-called gender transitions for children if parental consent was not forthcoming. "We welcome the fact that finally, after constant delays and many a twist and turn, common sense has prevailed, and this creepy scheme has been consigned to the legislative scrap heap," commented Dr. Stuart Ware, director of the Christian Action Research and Education, CARE, group which was a co-petitioner in the legal challenge to the SNP legislation. "The real tragedy here is the persistent failure of the Scottish Government to engage with critics of the scheme. It is time to move on from this, learn the lessons and make sure future attempts at improving child protection in Scotland uphold the rights of parents, rather than undermine them." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.